It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Never say never. Welcome to the program. Oh, there was a lot of money bet on the Eagles to just win the money line. One guy put up $300,000 on the Eagles to just win, and he would have gotten $60,000. Nobody gave him a chance. You always got to give him a chance. It's the NFL. See, what happens sometimes is we look at a team, we look at the franchise or the owner, and we go, what a terrible team. No, they're not a terrible team. They got a terrible owner. There's a big difference in that. And you saw that last night. Ron Rivera somehow has kept this team together through all of this and done an unbelievable job. We often fixate on a team's record in the NFL. And if we learned anything from last night, you never really know. And certainly this year, coming into last night's game, Philadelphia, the only undefeated team in the league. But that doesn't matter. It's not what you've done. It's the game in front of you. Because how many times do we go, wait, the Chiefs lost to the Colts? Yes, it happened. Go back to the Colts. The Colts needed a win last year. All they have to do is beat a Jacksonville team that had two wins. They make the playoffs. They got blown out 26-11. So every week it feels like, oh, that's a mismatch. I don't know what's a mismatch anymore in the NFL because you have to look at this and go, they have a chance. By the way, the gambling podcast, Dylan, the graphics guy, he said he was taking the Commanders straight up against the Eagles. Five units last night. We'll have the gambling podcast. Shane Irving is back this week from San Juan, Puerto Rico, where I think he stayed maybe longer than he was supposed to, but he'll be back with Bad Larry. That'll be Thursday on the website, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Peter King will join us. He was in Germany for the Buccaneers and the Seahawks. He'll join us a little bit later on. The former NBA great Jim Jackson on all of the talk about Anthony Davis maybe being traded. And is there a possibility Kevin Durant is still out there for somebody to trade for? A lot of things going on. Nothing solid right now. But Jim Jackson will join us a little bit later on. But the Commanders beat the Eagles 32-21. And two MAC games coming up tonight. Got a lot of college football as well. The stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning to those on chat row. Also, those who are watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and listening on our radio affiliates around the country. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up on the program. A program that's brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. U.S. News and World Report for the last 3 years has said Simply Safe is the number one rated home security system. And you, as a listener of this program, can get it for 50% off right now. Go to simplysafedan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. All right, Seton, what's the poll question today?
Who should be more nervous, Dan? Who should be more concerned? Bills fans, Eagles fans?
Bills fans. I don't have an injury right now with the Eagles. I guess Josh Allen's okay. I don't know that. But I would say Buffalo because we've seen a couple of bad games from him and bad games in the division coming off that game where they should have closed him out, should have won the game. With Philadelphia, are they going to be able to stop the run? That's going to be, I think, the big story for them because that's a really good team, balanced team. You have turnovers. I think they had two turnovers the whole season going into last night, and they had three last night. Here's Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for the Eagles after the loss.
We can go out there about that. You know, I think in reality, I think in the end, it's about us doing the things that we can and controlling the things that we can. And I think tonight we weren't doing that at a high level. You know, and today it got us. It doesn't get you until it gets you, and today it got us. So we learn from it. We move forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's the approach. It's one game, bad game. Odds are you're going to have a few of those during the season. And if you go down through history with the NFL of teams that have won the Super Bowl or been to the Super Bowl or been successful in the playoffs, you're going to have a dip. At some point in the season, you'll have a two or three game dip where you might even win, but you don't play well. It just happens. Every team goes through this. Here's Ron Rivera, the Washington Commanders head coach.
It means a lot just because the guys were able to stay focused on what's important. It resonates with those guys. I mean, you hear them in the locker room right now, and the hard work is beginning to pay off. Things have turned the corner. That's starting to pay off, and there's a lot of guys that deserve a lot of credit in that locker room.
Yeah, but I'm going to start with that coach who somehow, through all of this, has kept this team unified. Carson Wentz, I guess, is ready to come back now. He was injured. Do you put him back in the lineup? Taylor Heinicke is serviceable. I like him. You can tell that he's passionate about it. He cares. And he said, look, during OTAs, I was told Carson's our starter, and he's our starter when he's healthy. And whatever we need to do, I'm going to do that. I'm fine with that. Okay. I don't think Carson Wentz is that much of an upgrade over Taylor Heinicke. Just don't. And maybe he'll prove me wrong here, but I have not seen that. Taylor Heinicke plays with the confidence that Carson Wentz used to play with. He just doesn't have the talent that Carson Wentz had. Yeah, Marv.
Do you think this might be like a Matt Flynn, Russell Wilson type thing where Matt Flynn got the big contract to go to Seattle and then there was just this guy that came out of nowhere and they're like, you know what? We might as well just stay with him. Is that same type of thing? Because I love Taylor Heinicke.
You want to say Tyler, don't you?
I want to say Tyler so bad.
I do it every time.
Yeah.
Tyler Heinicke.
Yeah. The problem with that analogy is that Tyler Heinicke doesn't have the upside that Russell Wilson did. You know, Pete Carroll saw something in Russell Wilson early where he went, you're my guy. They've had Taylor Heinicke in the system for a few years. And he took him to the playoffs a couple of years ago when they played against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. What else do we have poll question wise, Seton?
Well, and you know, actually looking at the Commander schedule coming up, they have Texans, Falcons, Giants, then a bye week.
Okay.
Then they have the Giants again, 49ers, the Browns, and the Cowboys.
Well, you're in a really tough division.
Yeah,
no matter what, you're in a tough division. I mean, they might end up, they're 500. They could end up maybe 9 wins and not make the playoffs. What do the Eagles have coming up?
Eagles are at the Colts next week, a 1 p.m. game. They're hosting the Packers and NBC Sunday Night Football.
Okay, let me stop you there, Paulie, because I got the Colts running attack with Jonathan Taylor back, and I got the Packers running attack. You know what Washington did last night? They just ran the ball. And I think they have the Titans coming up after that.
That's right. Colts, Packers, Titans, Giants, Bears. Those are five.
So you got Saquon Barkley
and then
in
the
there.
The Bears have the number one rushing offense in football.
And Justin Fields?
Yeah, five top 10 rushing offense.
Okay. That would be a concern as they go through those games there. Because what Washington did was, I think they averaged just over 3 yards per carry. But they controlled the clock. It was like, all right, we'll get three. We'll get four. Now we're third and three. And as Troy Aikman said that last night, hey, give me third and three. Because I can run everything in my playbook, third and three. And you saw that last night. They were able to control the clock. Yeah, Marv.
With this season, especially this season, there's no should-win games. Everything is up for grabs. There's so much parity, and I don't think there's a team that's like high above everyone else. Like, all right, they should win this game. Nah, the hell they shouldn't, because, look, any given Sunday is real this season.
Well, it feels like, thank you, Marv. It took a page out of Fritzy's playbook there.
Well done.
Yeah. By the way, did you, like, your beard got, it became a beard overnight.
Yeah, it's got very, like, Letterman-esque or something like that. I just decided for a while.
No. It's dark. It's not Letterman-like.
It's hot.
It's got like the.
Well, I don't know if it's that
hot. It's hot, dude. Yeah.
Well, the main reason I was doing it was I was trying to call attention away from some cosmetic dermatology stuff that was giving me red blotches.
I didn't mention your blemishes.
Yeah, I've been a mess for many days because I went for some kind of cryotherapy treatment.
Paulie didn't mention it.
Total slip up by me.
When something's that obvious, you almost don't have to mention.
I would like to connect the dots on your.
Okay.
Wow. Just see, is there a constellation there? Mm. Maybe.
I hope this doctor knows what she's doing because it looks far worse than it did when I first went there. She sprayed this freezing cryotherapy stuff on all these spots.
Don't worry about it, Big Dipper.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not a good scene right now.
Yeah, Paul.
I think Fritzy looks good when his hair is short and the beard almost kind of flows into it. And so it's all one length. I wish he would go with that look because I think it's a good look. It's kind of a manly look.
Ooh.
But sometimes it looks like a one piece, though, I think. It's like,
that's what you want to look like.
A onesie?
You want to, like, connected from the head to the
onesie.
Chin.
It's hot, dude. You should stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go with the Jason Statham look.
Right.
If I could pull it off, then I would do it.
What about another round of cryotherapy, the red, blotchy, blistery
look? No.
That's not a good look.
But that eventually will go away.
I'm waiting.
It's not like this show is on TV. It's on Peacock, by the way. Download the app, and you can watch for free, and you can check out Fritzy's.
Yeah, we made it. I'm surprised we made it this long, honestly, without bringing it. Well, Todd brought it up. But
you really want to look like a mess for the holidays and Thanksgiving. And
no, you're going to be good by the holidays. You'll be good by Thanksgiving.
Sometimes you need another round. She kind of whispered that on my way out. I'm like, you may have to come back. What'd you say? You may have to come back in a few weeks if it doesn't work.
If it doesn't,
it's supposed to kind of get to all blotchy and red, and then it peels off, and then it falls off. But sometimes, every once in a while, people have to come back and get more. Okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right, what else do we have there, Seton?
Smooth segue to which NFC team do you expect to fall out of the playoff picture, Dan?
Fall off the playoff. How about we take a break, and then we'll go over
which team here is a blemish?
Wow. Well.
Oh, no.
Philadelphia finally has a blemish.
It's a little blotch on their record. Okay. They were undefeated.
Which team needs cryotherapy?
Instead of bloop, bloop, it's blotch, blotch.
Nice. Oh. It's all coming out now.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
9-12-43. Mark it down.
But I would like to take a pen and connect all of the blotches.
I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to do that.
What kind of star... Orion's
belt?
Yeah, is it going to be in there as well?
Yeah, you could kind of teach some kind of astronomy class.
Yes,
off my
we can
face.
Do that.
I see what you're doing.
Can't open that door, bud.
What happens?
You can't open the door. You can't.
Soon as I saw myself in the mirror after she was done spraying me, I'm like, I am going to get crushed.
And you didn't.
But I didn't.
You didn't until you brought it up.
It was shocking. Shocking that you guys were able to have that kind of self-control.
And I talked to you about it. I asked you about the process. It was never brought up on the air.
And my wife was very supportive. You can't go to work like that. Yeah, I'm going to work. Yeah, but it's not just a radio show. I know what it is. I'm going to work.
Let me take a break. We'll come up with a poll question. And we'll also get to phone calls. They're welcomed here. Operator Tyler is standing by.
Taylor or Tyler?
It's Taylor.
Oh.
Yeah. Taylor and Tony. Yeah, Paul.
After the break, I have an explanation from a linguist why we have trouble with his name. A person who knows, like a professor.
Oh.
It's really interesting.
Well, what about Heineke and Heineken? Do we make that mistake, too? Is it Tyler Heineke
or Taylor? Taylor Heineke. Your mouth wants to say Tyler Heineke.
No. You're going to wait.
Is that good?
You're going to wait. And then we got the playoff picture as well. Those in, those out. And we'll handicap that. Peter King in an hour from now. The former NBA great Jim Jackson a little bit later on. We'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive. See, that's something that can help you, Todd. You stay energized in a good mood with M-Drive. How about you put some M-Drive on your face?
Yeah, seriously, maybe, why not try it? Who cares about all the spots in my face? If I got energy, it's all about energy.
I know that M-Drive will help you with weight loss, also energy, stress. I don't know about cosmetically.
And M is not for moles or marks on your face. M is not what the M stands for. It has nothing to do with that.
Marred, maimed.
Moles.
Mess.
Maimed, wow.
Mauled.
Yeah. M-Drive. You can find the top-selling M-Drive products in stores like Rite Aid and Sprouts. Everything backed by their 60-day money-back guarantee. That's how confident they are. M-Drive will work for you. Manage your weight, reduce stress, get your energy ready for the holidays. M-Drive's Black Friday sale is ready to go, offering 25% off with M-Drive. Get started. Use the coupon code Dan at mdrivedan.com. Take care of your body. Take advantage of M-Drive's best offer of the year. It's 25% off with the code Dan at mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Settle on our poll question. Got a play of the day. Your phone calls coming up as well. Fritzy hearing from the audience that somebody just sent in a tweet. Just want to thank you, Todd, for all that you do to make the show. You suffer through treatments just to show up, the things you do just to sleep. I'm sorry I'm getting emotional. I just want to thank you so much. Was that Derek Carr?
Derek Carr. I didn't know if it was Derek Carr or that wrestling guy. It's kind of a combo of both.
Yeah, a lot of people have thoughts here on Todd.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers on Todd.
Something about damn One Piece, if I connect the hair of my head to the beard.
So instead of damn Three Piece.
Damn One Piece. Whatever.
So if you let your hair.
I know what you meant. It looks like it's like a helmet.
Yeah.
It's connected, like one. This thing.
But it's a Jason Statham look.
Well, Jason Statham is Jason Statham. Oh, you should try to get me to say that. It's very nice. All right, I stepped into that.
I did not try to get you to.
I'm just not going to say anything with an S anymore. Okay. From now on, if it has an S in it, I'm just going to stay quiet.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
The Dalla Cowboy.
I'm going to email you all my thoughts that have something with an S in it. Okay. And then you can choose to say it on air or not.
Playoff picture here. You want to look at the AFC or the NFC? How about AFC? We look at the AFC right now, Paul. Playoff picture.
Chiefs are the 1 seed, Dolphins 2 seed, Titans, Ravens. Then the Jets right now are the 5th seed in the AFC. The Bills are the 6th as of today. It means they're going on the road. Yeah. And the Patriots are the 7th on the bubble for the AFC playoffs. Chargers, Bengals, Colts, Browns. Two-part question. Impossible poll question. Which of the current playoff teams in the AFC will not stay there? And second question is, which of the bubble teams will be in?
Well, I think the Chargers will get healthy-er. I would say the Chargers would get in. I wouldn't rule out the Bengals. They've been kind of quiet. What are they, 5-4? The Browns are 3-6, and Deshaun Watson coming back. Nah, I don't see that happening. You know, it's one thing. He hadn't played in, a year and a half? You're going to throw him in there and go, hey, make some magic. And maybe he does in the second half of the season. But I would say Chargers and the Bengals would be the two teams. I just don't think New England is that good. I'm going to hold on to the story of the Jets. That the Jets.
Not the actuality?
Yeah, well. Sure, why not? The Jets are going to make the playoffs. People forget in 20 years that I said this, you know. One of those cold takes. Now let's look at the NFC.
NFC, Eagles 1 seed still. Vikings, Seahawks, Buccaneers. Also in the playoffs are the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Niners as of now. On the bubble, shockingly, is the Washington football team, as I still call it. The Packers. The Falcons are alive, and the Cardinals are alive. Who's in, who's out?
I'd like to see the Commanders get in because of Ron Rivera, but I don't want them to get in because of Dan Snyder. I don't know if Green Bay can be consistent enough. I see the blueprint, and that is run the football and then complement that with Aaron Rodgers instead of the other way around. I don't know if the defense, which I thought was going to be an elite defense to start this year, I don't know if anybody here is, well, I guess it would be Seattle, if you're sold on Seattle, or you're not sold on Seattle. Because I think the Niners, are still the most talented team in that division, whether they win it or not. Arizona, go figure. They're 4-6. I mean, the Lions are 3-6. Crazy. The Rams, if you would have said, hey, after 9 games, the Rams and the Lions are going to have the same record, I probably would have said, yeah, they're both 5-4, not 3-6. Falcons just don't think they can get good enough quarterback play. Nice run. Got some positives here. But I would say NFC looks probably... Now, it might change a little bit in the order there. But yeah, you got the Giants at 7-2, the Cowboys 6-3, and the Niners at 5-4. Bucks playing in a bad division. You know, the Vikings are going to win their division. And I'm going to assume the Eagles will win their division as well. And that's what's going to be interesting. You're going to have somebody who probably has 3 or 4 more wins than Tampa Bay going to Tampa Bay to open up the playoffs. Yeah, Paul.
If the Giants keep this up, keep winning, stay in the playoff picture, and Saquon Barkley leads the league in rushing, can he not get the MVP because he's already going to get the comeback player of the year? Or is comeback player of the year Geno Smith? Saquon's at 931 yards rushing after 9 games. That means he's on pace
for... Yeah, but Saquon came back from an injury.
Right.
Geno Smith didn't come back from an injury.
Came back from averages.
Yes. That's it. I don't know if you... Can you win comeback player of the year when you come back from what? Substandard performance?
Mediocrity?
Yeah. Saquon Barkley, that's a big deal.
His projection for the year, Saquon, is 1,760 yards. 11 touchdowns. He's also got, you know, he's going to throw in 55 catches. He's going to have, he's on pace for 2,200 yards of total offense.
Yeah.
Ooh.
If the Giants would end up with, let's say, 11 or 12 wins, then he's a top five MVP. He's already a top five MVP candidate. Now, I got the updated odds from DraftKings this morning. Updated MVP odds. All right, Todd, Patrick Mahomes is number one, and by a good margin. Number two on the list.
In spite of the loss, I think Josh Allen stays right there.
He's not. Seton?
I was going to say Josh Allen, but what about Jalen Hurts?
No. Marv?
Seton took my answer, Jalen Hurts.
All right, Paulie?
It can't be Kirk Cousins in there, is it?
No, it's not. Oh. No.
Geno Smith.
It's Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh,
come on. Yeah, nobody believes in him. It's Mahomes, Tua, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Saquon Barkley not in there. Justin Jefferson not in there. Peter King had both of those guys in his top five.
If we would have given you that list in August.
This list right here.
Yeah, if I would have handed you that list, said this is the midseason MVPs.
If you would have said... Well, Mahomes and Josh Allen, we would have believed in. Jalen Hurts, maybe just because the team would have been really good. Tua, we wouldn't have bought into that. Lamar Jackson, we would have. Saquon, probably not. I mean, you know, the Giants have a good problem here. What do you do with Saquon, the next contract? What do you do with, you know, Danny Dimes there? I don't know if I want to keep either one if I have to give him a long-term contract here. But can you imagine that? You make the playoffs, then all of a sudden you go, hey, we're going to say goodbye to our quarterback. And, you know, I might franchise Saquon Barkley. Yeah, Paul.
Just to put in perspective, when Derrick Henry got his contract, he was a couple years into his career, kind of probably the same age and mileage of Saquon Barkley. He had fewer injuries. But Derrick Henry, who's by far the best running back in the sport at the time, he got a 4-year, $50 million contract with the Titans.
Yeah.
And he'll probably get all of it. That's about as big as it gets for a running back these days. 4 years, $50 million is great money.
Yeah, I think Alvin Kamara got that similar, like $15 million a year, something. McCaffrey got that as well. Do you have the Tyler?
Yes. Taylor or Tyler Heineke. It's Taylor Heineke. According to a linguist who at Yale University who sent in a note, our mouths and our brains want to say Tyler Heineke because they match. Tyler Heineke as opposed to Taylor Heineke because you have to make the switch with your tongue, your mouth, and it's easier. So sometimes when you're saying a phrase real quick, it's the way your mouth and your body wants to say it because it's easier. So that means your mouth wants to say Tyler Heinicke.
So it's tie high?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. It flows better. So should we change it or should he change it?
Well, if he comes on the show, I could ask you.
I bet he's been called Tyler a gajillion times.
Many times. Yeah. Many times.
It might be like his thing that he's like, God, it drives me crazy.
Yeah. By the way, got another Raider who is questioning everybody's effort. Here's Devontae Adams, the Raiders wide receiver.
You know, I just don't got enough guys that are fully bought into that right now. And I don't think it's a buy-in. I don't think people are like, you know, F what he's talking about or, you know, I'm going against the grain. It's just about a matter of executing when it's time. It means a complete game. Every minute of the game, giving it all you got, and it's doing your job and making the plays when you call it on and when you get the opportunities. And we just don't do that at a high enough level right now.
All right. This would concern me if I'm Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders. It's one thing if you don't play well. It's one thing if somebody plays better than you. Or maybe you have some mistakes there. But when guys aren't putting in a full effort, I got to go to the coach right there. So now I've had your two biggest names. I've had your quarterback and now your wide receiver. Mark Davis came out and said, hey, Rome wasn't built in a day. And, you know, Josh McDaniels got the dreaded vote of confidence there. But if I'm an owner and I got my star players who are questioning the effort of the rest of the team. First of all, I'd go through the roster. I'd say to Derek Carr and Devontae Adams, let's just go through the roster alphabetically and tell me who you don't think is giving a full effort here. Because shouldn't this be addressed in the locker room with the team? Not to us. Tell your teammates, not us. We can't do anything for you. But if you do it in the locker room, those are the guys that need to hear this, not us. I mean, to me, it opens a door here for me to go, does Josh McDaniels have a handle on this team? Like, what is missing here? And at 2-7, I'm going to have questions. Do I think that he's going to make it through this first year? I do. But it's not like he's Lombardi. I mean, he's part of the coaching tree there with Belichick. He wanted Tim Tebow in Denver when he was coaching there. Hey, you know, he hadn't done anything as a head coach. And it goes back to what I've said. Not everybody's a head coach because Jeff Saturday might be better at being a leader than Josh McDaniels. But that doesn't mean that he's a better coach. He's better at doing what you need to do as a coach. He may know less football than Josh McDaniels. But can you lead? Can you inspire? And maybe Jeff Saturday's able to do that. He certainly doesn't know more football than Josh McDaniels. But can he communicate better? And that's really important at this level. Treat him like men. Have him be held accountable and responsible there. Know who you can push. Know who you have to hug. That's the tricky part with being a head coach. A coordinator's like, I'm over here. I just have to take care of this little world here. Head coach, I got to deal with everything. And that's the difference here. And I don't know if Josh McDaniels is capable of doing that. Offensive-minded, obviously, brilliant. But is he a head coach? That's what I think we're trying to find out. Yeah, Paul.
All right, I have a thought I'm going to run by you, football thought. And there's no story, there's no report about this. If you're Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, even though he gave the vote of confidence to his coach, would you right now call up Sean Payton and say, Sean, you and I, let's do this. Next season, you'll be our head coach. Let's have an agreement in place. We're going to let the season play out. It's you and I talking. Mm-hmm. Give me your number. I'll mm-hmm. call you back and match it. Mm-hmm. But we will agree on this. Because Sean Payton would be a high-end upgrade for the Las Vegas Raiders. And if you're Sean Payton, you're looking at a team that has the second pick of the draft right now, which a lot of coaches like. Because then you could choose your quarterback, mold your quarterback, and you get a 3 or 4 year window to build that team with a rookie contract.
Yeah, but how much are you going to pay out to Josh McDaniels here?
You're going to have to buy him out this year or next year. So why not get Sean Payton and do it this year and pull the Band-Aid?
Yeah, see.
The thing that would concern me about that scenario if I was Sean Payton is, so you had to get rid of your other guy, and then the guy that you brought in to replace him, you didn't even give him a full season before you fired him. So how long am I really going to get a 3 or 4 year window, or am I going to be gone next year too?
Yeah, that's a great point.
I'll come back with this. If you're Sean Payton, let's say you want to get back into it this season, what are your options going to be of maybe Arizona? But even Arizona is kind of, they could right the ship. And then you go in with Kyler Murray or the second pick of the draft. I'm not sure what a guy wants, because rarely do teams fire their coaches and have a good quarterback situation.
Well, if Dallas doesn't make it to the NFC title game, then Jerry Jones can say, Mike, you didn't get me to where I need to go, and that's the Super Bowl. And he's very patient with his coaches. Yes, he.
And the one thing we know for sure is coaches are getting fired at the end of the year. And so a guy like Sean Payton, who's probably high on everybody's list, might have his choice of different jobs rather than jumping at the first one.
You know what's funny? What job might be available is the Saints job.
Yeah, I know.
and you know what? It sounds really stupid now, but if you're Sean Payton, you're a conquering hero there. They would.
I don't want to go back into that.
No.
You have no quarterback. You have a wide receiver and Michael Thomas, who's now blaming the team again for how they handled his injury. Alvin Kamara, legal issues with what happened in Las Vegas. I don't know. Yeah, Paul.
I can make it worse. The Saints traded their number one pick next year to Philly.
Yeah.
And that pick is now the fourth pick of the draft. That means the Philadelphia Eagles, who are having a good year, also had the fourth pick.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to go back there. Denver? Is Denver going to hold on to Nathan Hackett Jr. III?
I don't think they will.
Detroit? Is Dan Campbell going to hold on? Cliff Kingsbury, if they don't make the playoffs? I think there'll be openings. I think Sean is always, well, I know he's always coveted the Cowboys. The question is, how far do they have to go for Mike McCarthy to keep his job? I think that would be what I would keep an eye on. But I don't know. Yeah. Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
The Cha-Cha Slide, Dan. Good morning. The Cha-Cha Slide is the name of the song I couldn't think of. The firestorm that show appearance on the show that I made started in my family group chat. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, hold on, Al.
We're arguing.
Al, yeah. Al, hold on. We didn't know. Marvin questioned if you were black. And you said you were, and then we ask you a couple of questions that Marvin thinks that if you're black, you would know what they were. And
yes.
Marv and Seton said the barbecue song. Is that what we were talking about, Marv?
Yeah, like the cookout. I don't say, first off, not all black people are a monolith, but culturally, chances are you would know a song that would be played at a cookout.
Okay, so at a cookout, and Al claims to be black. But
claims to be.
He claims
according
to be.
According to a source with the knowledge of someone close to Al?
Yes.
Hey, we're journalists here.
Al is struggling?
I needed two sources on this.
Journalist Flo Anthony, who claims to have spoken to a source with knowledge from someone close to Wood, says Tiger is struggling.
Okay. Thank you, Mary Hart. And Marv put it out there with a couple of questions. And Marv has his doubts about Al. And Al apparently did some research. Now you come back with the slide. Cha-cha
slide.
Cha-cha
no
slide.
Research. I couldn't think of it. Literally 5 minutes after hanging up, it came to me. Then my family, who saw my appearance on the television show, started a firestorm in the family group chat. And there's an argument going on with them now between Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, 1999 by Prince. My generation agrees with me that it should be the Cha-Cha Slide, and the youngest generation wants Spodeody Dopalicious by Outkast.
Okay, wait a minute. Al, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay, you're right around Marv's age. Marv?
I'm 38 also.
Do you accept the Cha-Cha Slide or Slide Cha-Cha?
Yeah, absolutely. In that group chat, this confirms, yes, he is. When they said September, for sure. 1999 by Prince, for sure. Also, another song, Frankie Beverly, Before I Let Go. First team all cookout song. First team.
And Stevie Wonder.
Stevie, Happy Birthday? We don't sing Happy Birthday. No, that's whack. You sing Stevie Wonder, Happy Birthday to you. That's what you sing at a black birthday party for the most part.
All right, Al. I get. Are you letting him back in?
Well, I think he's in already, but you know, sure.
Okay.
I'm not the gatekeeper, but yes.
Okay.
Join us.
Excellent. Right. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Al.
And now to sports.
Welcome back, Al.
I would like to join James with his salute to the Commanders because they shut up my 14-year-old cousin and finally gave the Eagles their first loss of the season, thank God. And also a shout out to the Phillips Exeter Big Red over the weekend who went into Phillips Andover and played the Exeter Andover homecoming game and beat our rivals 42-7. Go Big Red.
All right, Al. Yes, Marv.
Oh, you lost me there. I was completely out.
Okay.
I was focused on
You're confirming though, Al is he is a team member?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got his black card in the mail.
All right. Yes.
I'm so happy that Al called back today because it was a storyline that needed updating. It had dominated. I know my Twitter. It was addressed at home for me too.
Oh.
It was a story that was a big story within the DP show sphere.
But I didn't know that there's certain songs that you play at your barbecue.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, on my Twitter, somebody said the Gap Band, outstanding. Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up, for sure. And generationally,
yeah,
like it's passed down. And so there's a song, you know, Got to Give It Up. I wasn't born when that song came out, but I know the song because it's played at a barbecue and your aunts and your uncles and, you know, your grandparents, Ohio Players, Fire.
I didn't know there was a set list there for a barbecue.
There sure is.
Now, is it a cookout?
Yeah, we say a cookout.
Okay, so the barbecue is the food.
Yeah, so it's so we say something like, all right, so Seton's invited to the cookout via Jeff in Detroit.
Yeah.
He's like, I like Seton. We mess with Seton over here. He's invited to the cookout.
See, that's one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me.
Okay.
Look, we're here educating people on the Dan Patrick Show.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it.
The Sports Emmy, it's coming our way.
Yeah, you're helping me. This is right here. We're going to send this clip to the Sports Emmys. Yeah. All right, let me take a break. Got a play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious? Listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. when I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Hurts steps up, hits a deep shot down the middle of the field, and has a wide open Quez Watkins, who has to dive to make the catch, and now he lost it. He got up and started running with it. Ball is still on the ground, and it is picked up by Derek Forrest, and out of bounds he goes! A huge play for the Eagles turns into a massive turnover for Washington!
That's courtesy of the Commanders Radio Network. Eagles had a total of three turnovers their first eight games. They had four last night against the Commanders. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at M-Drive Supplements for driven guys. Get 25% off all M-Drive supplements now through November. Text Dan to 55,000. Get into the holiday spirit. Feel good. Text Dan to 55,000. Message and data rates may apply. There's a report this morning, ESPN.com. The NFL is eyeing games in Spain and France amid the international growth. They're going to continue to play in London, Mexico City, and certainly what happened in Germany. Peter King, just back from Germany, will join us coming up next hour in about a half hour from now. Dakota in Indiana. Hi, Dakota. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I actually had a question for Pauly.
Oh.
I have a date coming up, and insider information has told me that she'll be wearing a flannel. I actually already bought a flannel to wear, and it matches her colors. So do I change, or do I just match her on the first date awkwardly?
How do you know she's wearing a flannel to your date? What kind of info do you got?
So, it's actually my buddy's fiance. It's her friend. And we were video chatting the other day during the game, and he kind of brought it up.
I would wear what you're planning on wearing. Don't start making changes based off the other person at this point. You want to go wire to wire. But if she's wearing a flannel a date, I would bring a ring. Just wrap it up right there.
Yeah. Oh,
why not? Cut out the middleman.
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on. If she gets wings and a pitcher of beer and brings to the table, get down on one knee.
Wow.
And stop wasting time.
Okay. Hope that helps you, Dakota.
That worked for me.
Yeah.
What? You like flannels too?
So do I. You like beer and wings? I do too. Do you like Walter Payton? No.
You have seasonal flannels? You swap them out of your closet? Me too.
Can I see your wallet?
Mrs. Pabst.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
There it is. Yeah. Wrap it up.
It's bring a ring.
Yeah. Bring a ring. But people are suggesting Al is black T-shirt and Virginia, James in Virginia is white T-shirts. And I go, I don't know. I don't know if we could really sell too many of those. No. What do you think? Seton, you're moving merchandise. What do you think? James in Virginia is white. Al in Atlanta is black.
I'm not completely against the idea. I'm just mulling it over a little more.
Maybe you do Al is black, James is white, and you have them like front and back T-shirts. Marvin, I think you have to be the one to pitch the Al in Atlanta is black.
That's when I politely moonwalk myself out of there.
Oh, okay.
Not as fast as I do.
People wondering why Todd's been frozen out of the cookout,
oh,
by the way.
Frozen. Nice and cryotherapy.
Frozen, okay. Out.
All right.
Sorry.
All right.
It's been a long week. I mean,
Todd, why don't you cryotherapy about it?
Very nice.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff.
You better not be laughing about what you just said. Let me catch
my breath. Listen, first of all, I had a problem yesterday. My phone went out. I'm just now catching up on this whole situation. God, you guys are funny. You guys are idiots. Oh, Got to Give It Up is one of the barbecue songs, though, most definitely. I'm not sure, Dan, if you actually caught the Dave Chappelle opening of SNL, but if you didn't, man, he opened up SNL, probably one of the funniest openings that I've ever seen. His comedy skit was apropos, right on point, and had me laughing. Listen, for my brother Todd, I've had bad skin since I was 12 years old, bro. So I'm right there with you. When Dan said connect the dots, it reminded me of a time one of my classmates came in with sunglasses on, stumbling. He reaches and starts feeling me on my forehead. They asked him what he was doing. He said he was reading Braille.
Wow.
That's cold.
That is. We haven't stooped that low yet. There's always the next 2 hours,
there is,
though.
2 hours.
Peter King will join us coming up. One more item as we close out hour one. Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget, no matter what time of the year, but especially this holiday season. They will make sure the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us have not gone unnoticed. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, the foundation is delivering mortgage-free homes to dozens and dozens of America's catastrophically injured veterans, fallen first responder families, and Gold Star families. One hero receiving a new home during this holiday season, the season of hope, U.S. Army veteran Maggie Bilyeu. 26 years of age when she was deployed to Afghanistan in 2015. A couple of months later, she was struck by a suicide bomber, causing permanent life-changing injuries. Now, Tunnel to Towers is delivering a fully adapted, mortgage-free smart home to Maggie and her family, and they'll do it in time for the holidays. You can help. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, number 2, letter T.org, and we thank you.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.